Okay, that's my second answer, but that's fine, Derek, but a lot of people are going to die. Okay, here's my third answer. Which people are we talking about? Are we talking about salmon people? Are we talking about swordfish people? Are we talking about polar bear people? I mean, if you ask the salmon, should we bring down civilization now? The salmon are like, yes. You know, you ask polar bears, they're like, yep. You ask prairie dogs, and they're like, yep, yep, yep. Okay, what about, but we don't actually, forget non-humans, you know, they're not important anyway. What about humans? Okay, do you think subsistence farmers would be better off immediately? It's like I asked Anuradha Mittal, who's former director of Food First, if the people of India would be better off if the global economy disappeared tomorrow. And she started laughing and said, of course. And one of the examples she gave is our former granaries of India that now export dog food and tulips to Europe. So there are people starving to death in India. I mean, everybody knows this, right? That most countries where famine occurs are actually net food exporters. The famous Irish potato famine, they were exporting grain. So subsistence farmers would be better off immediately. Extant indigenous peoples living on their land would be better off immediately. The rural poor in general would be better off immediately. The rural rich have guns. They'd be fine. The urban poor, of course, would be really, really fucked. And they're already fucked. And that's one of the brilliant things about this whole system is that just like any good abusive system, it has made us dependent upon the very system that's exploiting us. And that's one of the reasons that more of us actually don't defend the land where we live, is if your experience, not your head, not your heart, but if your experience is that your food comes from a grocery store and your water comes from a tap, you will defend to the death the system that brings those to you because your life depends on it. If, on the other hand, your food comes from the land and your water comes from a river, people used to drink from rivers, how quaint is that? Then you will defend to the death that land base because your life depends on it. That's one of the problems, is that we've been, once again, made dependent upon this very system. We're painted into a corner. That's nice, Derek, but it's still not an answer. Okay, I got another answer. I got two more answers. One answer is, I can guarantee that as this civilization crashes, that essentially 100% of the misery to humans is going to be caused by those whose lifestyles are already killing the planet, attempting to maintain that lifestyle to the very end. And we all know that right now there's enough food to feed everybody, blah, blah, blah. We all know that stuff. Another example of this is that we always hear the world's running out of water. The world's running out of water. People are dying of thirst because the world's running out of water. Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. Goddamn fucking bullshit. George Bush, goddamn fucking bullshit. You know, 90% of the water used by industrial humans is used for agriculture and industry. Golf course, yeah, don't even get me started on Las Vegas. Don't even get me started on golf courses either. People who live in cities use the same amount of water personally as are used for municipal golf courses. I mean, the next time somebody tells you to take a shorter shower, it's like, fuck off. You know, get rid of golf courses and we'll talk about it. It's like if the dams on the Colorado River were to fail, and of course every dam's eventually gonna fail, if the dams were to fail and the Colorado River once again to reach the ocean, how weird would that be? If the capitalist press is still around, I know they're going to bray as one that, oh, the people of Arizona and California and Nevada are going to die of thirst. But it's like, I wouldn't want to hear one word of complaint so long as there existed a single golf course, so long as there existed a single lawn, so long as there existed a single swimming pool, so long as there existed a single irrigated alfalfa field in Arizona, so long as there existed a single citrus orchard, so long as Las Vegas still existed. It's like, I don't even want to hear a word of complaint until those are all gotten rid of. Or another way to put all this, thanks. Another way to put all this is that Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, said that they need to raise the Shasta Dam because, and this is a direct quote, it is Californians' God-given right to water their lawns. You cannot argue with that logic. Except, of course, with explosives.